Blog Talk Radio.
Garcia from her CD Personal Journey, and the song was called Something About Your Eyes. It's a wonderful CD, and it's very inexpensive, so if anyone wants to check out more of Mona's work, it's monagarciamusic.com. And like I said, it's very, very beautiful, beautiful collection. Okay, so tonight, I didn't know I was going to be here. I had a scare with my dad, who has Alzheimer's. So I was over there for most of the day. I got back here just two minutes before this started, so I'm very glad to get back here to host this because I am so looking forward to Cindy and Brenna, who are our guests tonight. And let's tell you a little bit about them. And actually, let me bring on my co-host, Karen Kay. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Corrine. I've got feedback right now, so
From me? Is it me?
No, I think I have two screens open. No.
Okay, because I can't hear any feedback on you.
Okay. I just have double talk.
Can you hear me okay? Yes. Maybe
turn off
your computer. Not turn off your computer, but don't have the show on or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. But
I haven't figured this.
Yeah, you can't have the show. You can't be at the show site, Karen, and still talk to me. Yeah, so just shut that down, but stay on the computer.
Oh, so I have to leave the chat room and everything?
No, actually, shoot. See, I thought Chris was going to be here to help us. That she usually tell us what to do with that kind of stuff, but... if you're getting double speak,
yeah,
you must be reading 1984.
I must be in Washington or something.
Maybe just leave the chat room and leave that page, and I don't know what else to tell you. You know.
Okay. If you lose me, I'll Skype back in. Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, so, for tonight, you guys, welcome. And hello, Nana. Beautiful, beautiful Nana. I never knew what she looked like. She's beautiful anyways, though, in my opinion. She's here. Thank you for being here, Nana. Okay, so tonight we have Ollie. I'm not even sure if I should just call her Ollie. I guess Cindy. Cindy and Brenna. And they're hostesses of the weekly pagan BTR radio show, Olympias. Olympias has been reading for over 40 years, is a certified tarot grandmaster, certified by the Tarot Certification Board of America, vice president of education for the American Tarot Association, a priestess of Hecate, student Ovate of the Druid Order of the Sacred Grove, Yew Leaf Willow Grove in Lubbock, Texas, pagan and witch. Brenna Marr is the Archdruid of the Druid Order of the Sacred Grove, which is also at the Yew Leaf Willow Grove in Lubbock, Texas. And she's also a reader of tarot, ogham, and runes for over 30 years. And check out their website, which is in the show page, Tarot by Olympias, that's with an S on the end, .com. And we are bringing on Brenna and Cindy right now. Hello, gals.
Hi.
Hello. How are you guys doing? Yes.
I'm doing well.
Hello,
how you doing?
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah,
and can
sorry.
You hear me?
I can hear you too, Karen. Yes, perfectly.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So how are you all doing tonight?
Well, I don't know about her, but I've had a hectic.
Yes. Is this Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy.
Cindy or Oli. I answer to both.
Okay. Oli, not Ollie. Sorry. and Brenna, how was your day?
Hectic, but I didn't kill anybody. I thought about it, but I didn't.
Oh, me too. Good thing we weren't together. We probably would have offed someone this afternoon. So I was a little scattered. I apologize, you girls, for being all weird about tonight's show, but I'm so glad that you're here. Okay, so I am so interested in hearing how you guys got into reading tarot, first of all, and I want to hear about what is the Yew Leaf Willow Grove in Lubbock, Texas. How are you the priestess and student Ove of the Druid Order of the Sacred Grove, Cindy?
Well, I'll kind of talk about my trove, but then I'll turn it over to my arch druid for the U-leaf willow grove. I got into it when I was 16. My father went down to the bookstore, and he was looking for a game, and he came home with what was then called the White Albano deck, and he thought it was a card game. So when he opened it up and he saw the little white book, he says, oh, it's those darn fortune-telling cards. He's going to throw them away, and I said, well, don't do that. You know, give them to me. I'll use them.
Mm-hmm.
And I started from there. And then I also did a column for our school newspaper. It was very campy. I called it Madam Y. And it was a lot of fun at first. that was also the Exorcist came out. So I got a little more attention than I bargained for. I kept with the cards and reading them through the years for friends. And I would swap services. I would get my hair done, and I would read for her, and we'd call it even. And I just,
that was a good deal.
Over the years, you get to where you build, I think, a relationship with a deck or decks. And I read professionally back in 1999, my first time, and boy, was that a baptismal by fire. And I think I'm doing much better now. I go to fairs occasionally, and I still do readings on the side privately, as well as on our Coffee with Ole and Brenna Marr show on Blog Talk.
Right, and that, can
so,
you
Brenna?
Tell us? Yeah, yeah. Also, Cindy, when is your show on? I forgot the date, the time of it.
Yeah, we're on every Sunday, well, except this Sunday, because we're going to be off celebrating Beltane. But we're on Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and we run from 2 to 4, so it's a two-hour show. And
yeah.
Every month we do offer...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And we offer free readings about once a month, and I know we're going to have you on the show, and I'm so glad that all is well with your father, hon.
Yeah.
I was just to your email, so our prayers go with you, too, and to him.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy.
And then the format for our show is we talk first about dates in history we think are important. Then we go into what we call our news. We have a remembrance for any of the pagan elders or pagan friendlies who have passed. We offer prayers of solace, and then we talk about news stories that we think are interesting to pagans, Wiccans, New Agers, friends, fiends. We've been on the air now about 5 years, I guess.
Wow, okay. It's a great show. I love listening to you guys. I learn so much, and I love your take on the different political things you talk about, and just, you know, all the subjects that you guys cover. I think it's fantastic. I'm just always so amused listening to you, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
So, Brenna, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, actually, I was basically drugged kicking and screaming out of the what you would call the druid hiding closet. A Wiccan would call it the broom closet. Basically, I was raised this way. I'm not a convert. I was actually raised. I tried several other different faiths and came back to being a druid, and what I guess would be the closest thing would be a traditionalist / reconstructionist. I hate to use the term reconstructionist because it sounds like you are, anyway, putting something together that was lost, but in my opinion it never was lost. Pieces of it were, but so more traditionalist recovering or an evolved tradition. I first learned Ohm, which is some people pronounce it Ogham. I've also heard it pronounced Oyam. It's basically an alphabet that the Celts used. So that's what I learned first, using it for divination and for magic, more for magic first and then for divination. And then runes, which are, of course, Norse, and then I got into tarot in college. I guess I picked up my first tarot deck when I was about 14, but it just didn't feel, it's not that it felt bad, it just didn't feel like the time was right. So I set it aside, and about my freshman year in college, a friend was giving tarot readings, and just more as a game than anything else. And I said, you know what? So I took her deck, did better than her, cold, and at that point, then I went back and found the one that I had basically put aside. So I've been doing this, started my Druid training at the age of 10. I am going to be 60 next month, so you can do the math. I had enough people that wanted to learn, and because I have no children, I thought, well, I will start teaching, and it just sort of grew into a grove, and then that grew into an order. And yes, we are a small order, but we're very much into learning the same way you do in college. So all of our courses, because I'm going to call them that because that's what they are, have lesson plans, they have syllabi, they have exams. Eventually, pagan clergy, whether they will be a Druid or a Wiccan, will be required to, in order to get respect from other clergy that have to go to college, we'll have to be able to stack our courses up next to them. This is something I feel very strongly about, and it's something our order does.
Cool, very cool. So you began it all on your own?
My family. I mean, I was raised this way. So when I was 10 years old, yeah, as far as the grove, there was one at one time that was sort of like what we are, a person who had similar beliefs. And he is one of the founding members in Las Vegas of the Druid Order of the Sacred Grove. And there's a similar Druid Order which we have no connection with, and I don't remember exactly what they're called. But he and I spoke, and I was somewhat pressured by some of my the students who were studying under me to go ahead and connect up with this order in Las Vegas. That particular grove has pretty much closed, and mine has survived. And, I mean, I've still got students that, thankfully, because of the Internet, are in various parts of the world. So I've still got one studying from Korea. Now, she's not mm-hmm. Korean. She started here in Lubbock, and she's a teacher, so she's teaching there. There's another one who is now a full-fledged resident in psychiatry in Kentucky. So we're spreading out, and it's
yeah.
But it's a good thing.
Oh, definitely. So, you know, when people say that they are pagan, I mean, like, you probably don't like to put any labels on yourself either. But do you take offense to when people call you a witch, for instance?
Me? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Because I know some people do.
Pagan is a closet, it's sort of a catch-all term. It originally was Latin from pagone, which meant of the common people. So the term pagan actually means one who practices a common faith or the faith of the people. Now, that has since changed because the different forms of paganism, be they neo-pagan, traditionalist pagan, or whatever, the only problem I have is when everybody thinks we're all the same thing, and we're not. Very different. My faith as a Celtic traditionalist, of which the Druid is the priest intellectual, would be classified as that, is very, very different from Wicca, extremely so. And Wiccans come in various varieties, from eclectic to gardnerian, and they're all slightly different, but And my Druid order is different than the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids, which is probably the largest neo-pagan Druid order. The so it's very different. And someone who practices Asatru, which is Norse heathenry, is more like more like us, more like myself and my beliefs than I am with Wiccan, than either of us are with Wiccan. But, you know, it's so when someone calls me pagan, I'm not necessarily offended. What offends me is when they think we're all Wiccan. You know,
right.
I'm not trying to criticize Wiccans. I'm just saying I'm not that. Don't call me that.
Right, right.
It would be like everyone thinking all Christians were Catholic. No.
And they do think that.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, but you guys got together. Did you grow up together, or how did that happen? I mean, first of all, Cindy, are you in Roswell?
Yep, I live in the alien capital of the U.S., Roswell, New Mexico.
I think that is so funny, you know? I mean, how is it living there?
We're rural. We're still under 50,000 here. But we do put on an alien fest every year over the 4th of July, and I'm part of the group that puts that on. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. Tourists come in. We've got great speakers. I mean, prominent, real people, not weirdos. and it's a fun festival. But, you know, a lot of the people here, some of my older relatives, I'm not born here. I'm from California originally. But we've been here now almost 25 years, so they say I can call myself a resident. And I have relatives who, they don't like the festival because they think, you know, that it brings in too much, et cetera. And I said, you know, I traveled for one job all over the United States, and no matter where I went, everybody knows about Roswell, New Mexico. And I said, so this is just not a bad thing, you know, that we're, everyone knows, and they come. So
right.
Like it here. It's a slower pace of life than Los Angeles, of course, and it was a safer place to raise our kids.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, actually, my cousin is going to that festival this year. It's coming up really soon, right?
Yeah, it'll be over the July 4th weekend. If you do, let me know, okay?
I will. He asked me to go with him, and I was like, I don't know, you know? I got to see what happens, you know. But
and I'll take care of you.
I'm sure you would make it more interesting for me. It's just, I know aliens exist and all that. I'm just not that interested in it. You know what I mean? But Karen, I know you had a question that you wanted to ask, I think.
I just wondered about Roswell. About, are you there for any other reason other than, you know, just smaller town, slower life? Is there, you know, does it have any particular energy that has anything to do with what you do or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wish I could give a better answer. In the early 90s, when the aerospace flopped, and that was the industry I came from, you couldn't beg, borrow, or steal a job. You know, there were thousands of us trying for positions in computers or management. And my parents had retired to Alto, New Mexico, which is up in the mountains by Rideau, so it's very pretty. And we came through with the intention of dropping off our daughter and then hitting the bigger cities of El Paso, Albuquerque, Denver. And he says, well, you ought to try Roswell. I said, yeah, right. So we came into town. I dropped off my resume, and a very wonderful man, he was about the only one in this town who could understand my resume, and he ran a computer lab. So he chased me down in the rain and asked me to come back, and we hammered out a deal, and I came back to run the store and also support, and he hired my husband as a salesperson, and that's what brought
wow.
me to Ross. It almost seems like it was meant to be,
meant
whether
to be.
I wanted
yep.
it. Because I consider myself a dazzling urbanite in a very rustic setting.
I think we all do at this point. Now, Karen is actually, Karen lives in Los Angeles right now. So, she grew up there too. So, a lot different though. But I think I like the pace probably of Roswell better than Los Angeles too, you know?
Hey. Hey, what are you saying?
Karen, I was a Val. I did my teenage years out in the Valley.
Oh, I'm so
sure.
Sorry. I did time in the Valley myself in college, but that's what I consider it, doing time.
You guys might have run into each other at one time, you know, actually. But
we might have.
When I hear you guys doing readings, when you do the readings, it's so interesting. Now, I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, Brenna and Cindy, but don't you, like, you bring up a lot of, it's not like usual tarot cards. I'm not sure what you're reading when I heard this particular one, but you bring up different trees and things like that.
That's me. That's Ohm.
Okay. Cindy.
That's Ohm.
Oh,
no,
oh my God. Okay. I'm like,
it's
oh,
Brenna,
my God.
And that's Ohm.
Okay.
That's me. That's Celtic. How can I put this? And my history is completely different. Cindy and I met, it's kind of funny. We met at a psychic fair. We were both readers at a psychic fair.
Brenna, you got to tell them the whole story.
The whole story?
How we got put together and everything else.
Yeah, oh, I was going to. Yeah, we were both readers at a psychic fair. What happened was we had a mutual friend, and we ended up reading at this small psychic fair. Now, this psychic fair was held at a Unitarian Universalist church in Amarillo, Texas. They were used to tarot readers and New Age people. They didn't know what to do with Oli, who called herself a witch, and someone who called themselves a druid. They put us together all kind of in this one little weird room, hoping that we weren't going to do anything, you know, to each other. So I'm looking at her put up her sign, because I don't know if you've ever been to psychic fair, but everyone has a sign and all of this. And I'm watching, and oh, great. They stuck me in here with someone who openly says they're a witch. She's probably fluffy. And she's over there thinking, oh, my goodness, they put me in here with someone who calls themselves a druid. Great, I got stuck with a tree hugger. And then we started looking at each other, and it's almost like recognition, getting passed back or flashbacks from past lives. And we started talking, and we've been friends and sisters ever since.
Wow.
And we don't always agree, but neither do sisters. And
right.
That's the truth of it.
See, I thought you guys were, I thought for some reason you were sisters for a long time. I thought that.
Not in this one.
We have been in lives.
Right, right. So do
and
you...
For,
go ahead.
Sorry.
Karen, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if, you know, for those of us like myself who are relatively ignorant about all these different, what shall we call them, belief systems, sex, whatever, I wondered if you could just give, you know, a few sentences like... What is a druid and what is a Wiccan and what, you know, what is
they're not
the difference?
Wiccan. Yeah.
I know, but I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean,
well,
you
I
know
the difference.
Pardon me?
To be. You want to define first, Sif?
Sure.
Just a little definition, because I'm sure there are some other listeners out there who don't really know the differences.
Okay.
I hope. I know I don't.
All right. I'll talk a little bit about, I'll give you just one or two sentences about some of them, and then I will let Oli take a couple of sentences about some of the others. First off, the ancient Celts were one of the Northern European peoples that were indigenous across the part of Northern Europe that there were Celts and there were Germanic tribes. And the Celts eventually, you know, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, those are all Celtic countries. And originally so was France. But France has been invaded so many times that that's not so. The intellectual Druids were basically the intellectual priest class, all right, of the Celtic people. Hmm. So someone who is a Druid is basically following the Celtic path of, say, I follow my Celtic ancestors. They are primarily from Scotland, some from Wales. Now, and a couple of Irish thrown in. But the Asatru, that's the belief of that was followed by the ancient Nordic peoples and ancient Germanic tribes, Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland. It's the religion of the Vikings, put it that way. There are lots of different subgroups of these, different types. There's traditionalist Druids and traditionalist Asatru and so forth. But that's basically it. We both revere nature. We have a very strong sense of honor and self-reliance. And we are not, how could I put this? You will hear the Wiccan Reed quoted, but we do not abide by the Wiccan Reed. So when you hear someone say, all pagans believe in and it harm none, do what thou wilt, that is not true. Because if you call a Druid a pagan, I don't believe that. Hmm. And if you want to get into some point into exactly what I do believe, that's a long conversation. Mm-hmm. But let's just say that we are not to turn the other cheek type. Put it that way. We are not.
Okay.
I think I want to be part of your order.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, because usually the guys are wonderful eye candy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They carry trees.
Well, I'm thinking when I go to the Ren fairs, you guys, I know you're probably laughing to yourself now, the Renaissance fairs, I'm always attracted to those, you know, pirate-looking guys, you know, or whatever the whatever they're dressed
Druid.
The Druids.
Go to a Highland Games. Every single person there was at some point related to Celts, the Irish, the Scottish, and so forth. Go to a Highland Games and watch those big, strong, wonderful hunks of men toss cabers. A caber looks like a short telephone pole. Mm. And they balance those things and toss those suckers. If you like manly men, go there and watch. It's fun.
Where do we go? Where is this?
Yeah, who sponsors these?
Pepsi. No, that would be funny, though. That was a good description, Cindy, of what you believe, you know.
Yeah, thank you for that. I feel
this
so
is
much
not
more
Cindy,
educated.
This is Brenna.
Oh, Brenna. Cindy. I'm sorry, Brenna.
Okay, so Oli, you want to tell them about Wicca and your strict tradition?
Okay, I did come from Wicca originally. And, you know, I get asked a lot here because many people know that I'm not Christian, and it comes up in conversations. So I also, like Brenna's, like to think that we give pagans a good name, all pagans. I started with Wicca because I had been very, very Christian. I was not satisfied with Catholicism, so I made it my job to go study, not just visit, but study with many different religions up to and including Judaism. And in going in search for the one true God of the one true church or temple, I became, you know, pagan. And it was an interesting transformation, because in talking with friends who are ministers, and they look at me usually horrified and say, "You seem like such a intelligent woman." I'll say, "Well, I am." But, you know, it's like having shoes that are too tight. They're beautiful. You can wear them, but they pinch and they hurt. And it's never a good fit. And that was Christianity and myself. So I'm not in rebellion against, as some will think. This is just my choice. And as I try to explain to others, it was also, just as it is for many other religions, it was a turning point in my life, and it was a moment of revelation. So I walked away, and I started studying Wicca. At that time, you could only join if you were over 18. That this particular one made that. Normally, it's 21. So I did, because I just wanted, you know, to learn more. And I did that for a while, about 4 years, I guess. And then I moved, and so I sort of, you know, drew away from it. And I, in going off on my own, you know, I would still hold the days. I would still honor the moons. I did a lot of stuff that, you know, I would still do. And it was, for me, I just wanted more. I wanted more. So imagine, if you will, on a night sleeping with my husband, and I can't go to sleep because this annoying damn voice in my head is saying we must talk. And, you know, I'm used to getting messages that way from, now don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not, and my nephew says if anyone ever questions it, he'll give me, you know, a certificate that says I'm not, because he's a psychiatrist. And at night, I with this, it was a feminine voice. So I finally, you know, it kept saying, you know, I want you to study. I want you to do this. I want, you know, give me a year of your life. And I said, well, what's in it for me? And the answer came back that, well, it'll never be the same thing twice. Well, it sounded interesting, and she promised to shut up. So I did. And at the end of the conversation, I said, by the way, what can I know you by? And there was some reluctancy, and the way it came down was more as whatever you want to call me. And I said, no, we're not going to have a cop out here. And she gave me the name Ekate. And much like others, I stood there for a moment. I said, beg your pardon, because I had always heard it pronounced, you know, Hecate. And she said, no, Ekate. So I went on a search to try to out, yeah, who or what is this person? And, you know, that is, I'm still researching and probably will be the rest of my life. She was right. Nothing has ever been the same, but it's been glorious. So Hecate is a Thracian goddess, we believe, of origin, but she must have really impressed the Greeks, because she had temples in other parts of Greece. And there may be even a link to Egypt. So she's a goddess of magic, a goddess of crossroads and thresholds and between spaces. And she in ancient times, her temples were never huge, but her priests and priestesses were usually there for the birth of a child, for naming and presentation, you know, important times of a person's life, a wedding, and they were usually the ones that would sit with the sick and infirm as they prepared to pass, and to counsel or console the families.
Right,
so,
right.
Wicca, can think of, came originally, well, modern Wicca is transplanted from England, okay? And you've got two sects there. You have the Gardnerian, and it came to the United States courtesy of Ray Buckland, who was commissioned to bring it. And Dr. Buckland is a friend, and he's a wonderful man. Others,
oh, you know him? You know
yes,
him?
I have had the pleasure
so cool.
to meet him.
That's cool.
And spend time, and he is awesome. And the others were Janet and Stuart Farrar, who had started what they called the Alexandrian line of Wicca. And a lot of them have branched off from these two. Now, here in America, and I've heard this from pagan elders, Wiccan elders out of England and such, they're very excited to see how American witches and will have taken it to a new level. So there are many different traditions now, many different ways. And where some kind of curl their nose, for others, it's been an exciting time to see the growth, and it is growing. It was just last year they said that Wicca was the fastest growing religion in the United States, period.
Wow.
So it's a nice alternative. Normally what I tell people, because I will wear the title witch because I'm going to get called that anyway, and what I will tell them is I am a priestess of the old gods. In particular, I follow the Hellenic gods, the Olympians, and some of their relatives, of which Ekate was written in, and that, yes, I do the workings of a witch. And that would be, you know, to, when people really have a problem and they can't go to someone like a curandera, a healer, they'll go to a bruja, which is the Santerine or Hispanic for witch. So they'll come to us with, they've got issues with wedding, they've got issues with an enemy, they need a reading. A lot of it, and I know Brenna would agree, much of our job is really just listening and then giving advice, you know, rather than working, you know, the magic side of it, as you will, or spells. And a lot of it is just empowering the person. Like Brenna, I do not adopt the reed. That was never, you know, an ancient thing. And I kind of get annoyed because when you, the reed, all right, it's spelled R-E-D-E, and all it means is advise. But when I was in Wicca, you had to take, it's a poem, and part of your first degree work was to define the poem. And so many latch on to the last few words, and it's not how I learned it at all. And it says, and as you, you know, and if you harm none, do as you will. Well, I had another line on there that says, and if you harm none, do as you, you know, do as you will, except to protect yourself, your family, and your property. And so many have taken this as some sort of vice, you know, that they can't do anything because it will upset the balance of nature. And I agree with Brenna that part of our job is to ensure the balance of nature. For instance, if you have someone that the law cannot touch for whatever reason, and they have done ill, especially to their own family, we can touch. Reach out and touch someone, to borrow someone else's jingle. And we are required to help and to put things back in balance. So.
Wow.
To me, you know, people laugh and say, okay, can you make it rain? I'll say, well, let's see. It's the middle of the summer. Can you? There's a whole point of magic. Or make it snow. I had one guy tell me. Or he says, you know, turn me into something. I said, poop, you're an idiot. Oh, like we say on our show, we tell the real deal. And it's our version. But the idea of magic is that you work. It's not supernatural. We accept the laws of science and nature, and we work within those. We just also acknowledge that there are worlds within worlds. We counsel. I can't tell you how many Christians have called me up to their house because they believe they've got a spirit or a demon, and that's a whole other thing because they're misusing the word daemon, but they want someone to verify and to help them. And I'll say, why don't you call your minister? Well, I can't do that. They'll think I'm crazy. Did you call the witch? And, you know, I think it's empowering for some when they're told, yes, there's something here. No, it's not evil. You can learn to cohabitate. No, I'm not kicking it out unless it's a real problem because that's considered rude. So we do a lot of different types of work. And I think people need to know that, and it's not just grabbing, you know, a spell kit by someone who should never have done that just to make money, and you go home, and now you can, you know, put your boyfriend in a spell of fascination or whatever. There's so much more to it. And, you know, it doesn't mean that everything's going to work either. And sometimes the answer is no, by the cosmos, you're not going to do this. But, you know, we work it because we are required, and really, you probably have women's intuition. Why do we call it women's intuition? Because we don't have another name, and if we say that, it's more palatable to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call it what it is? You're using your psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't deny that in ourselves or our children or others, and we try to help people. Unlike Brenna, I think I counsel more Christians who are mad at the church or mad at an answer or whatever, and send them back. Because as clergy, at least for me, if someone comes to me, then I'm to help them in the way that they need and what will best serve them.
Right.
And do you believe in an afterlife or reincarnation, or is that too big a question?
Both.
Well, the answer would be yes to both.
Okay.
I believe, because I follow the Hellenics, that first of all, you get to have teen coffee with a kate when you leave this vessel. And then afterwards, yes, there's an afterlife of reunion. And according to, you know, your own merits. And we believe that reincarnation happens, that the soul chooses to come back to experience. And that one soul cannot experience everything in one life. You, in order to make a choice of wisdom, you have to know what it is to be the persecutor as well as the persecuted, you know. So you come and you experience so that then you can decide what is the truth for you. And a word about truth, there is no one truth. That is such a misnomer sold to us by New Age swarmies, because truth is one of those ambiguous things that it will vary from person to person, and it will vary from society and country. So there is no one universal truth. There's only what do you accept for you.
Right, right.
So we're not at war with any other religion. I get asked that a lot. Well, you're at war with us Christians. No, I just wish, like Brenna, the monotheist would quit trying to save me from nothing. You know, that gets annoying. Mm-hmm. We're going to save your soul from what? From hell. I don't believe in hell. Next question. And off we go.
Right. Right,
so,
right.
We're not anti-Christian. We're non-Christian. And I try to be very pleasant with them, and I know Brenna does too, until they cross the line, or if they really want to get into a debate, we can go there. But it doesn't end well, usually.
No, because, I mean, I imagine that lots of their argument is just rhetoric from the Bible. It's not even... You know, well, I mean, whatever the Bible is, written by man, there's so many versions of the Bible, and I believe there's, you know, so I mean, yeah, it's very nebulous, the whole Catholic religion, obviously, you know.
As long as they don't try to use it as a weapon, I'm happy, because when I first decided to be Wiccan, and I first decided that I was angry at Christianity, I went to a friend who's a Lutheran minister, found it on his door, and told him off. No uncertain terms. I went back, and in meditation, the answer came, why did you do that? I did it to honor you. Really? Are you a god? Now, I knew this was a trick question. No. Well, then, if you rob someone of their faith, are you going to be there when they're in need? Are you going to be there in the dark moments of their soul when they cry out for help and comfort? Are you going to be there? And if not, stay out of our gig.
Mm.
So I went back and apologized, and I polished the church for a month, and I went to services just to show my sincerity of my apology.
Wow.
So I don't try to take faith away from people, but neither will I let religion be used as some ridiculous weapon against people.
Right.
Yeah, as it should not be, because it just, I mean, even when Catholics do things in the name of Jesus, it's like, come on now, come on now, you know, like the guy who just died from, what the hell was that place called? The guy who just, they protested funerals of gay soldiers.
Westboro Baptist Church, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, who are you doing this stuff for in the name of? You're doing it in the name of Jesus? I think not, you know? And so anyways, it's all messed up like that. But Cindy
and Brenna. He was just doing it for his own vanity and for media attention, which he got.
Right, right. Now, he just died, and they begged people not to picket his funeral. Can you imagine?
And they didn't. But they stood in protest when Westboro tried to show up. You know, I can't remember the city now, where the tornado tore apart the school, I think it was. And they were protesting, and the whole town turned out. And, you know, they left pretty damn quick, I understand. It's like under 8 minutes. But at his funeral, the people were there. They held their signs, you know, saying that gay pride, it's not a sin. Tolerance and understanding is what, you know, Jesus taught. But they didn't yell. They didn't scream. They didn't have a blowhorn. And I think they were very respectful. And they even had a sign, you know, that said, we are sorry for your loss. So I think that shows who manned up and womaned up.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting. But anyways, yeah, so people, whatever, you know, you can't really pull people away from their beliefs, no matter how flimsy they are and how unrighteous they seem to be to us. But before, we're going to take a short break, and do you guys mind doing a reading or two for someone?
Love to.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so we're going to take a three-minute break with a song, and when we come back, we will take Phyllis, who's been waiting for almost an hour. Thank you, Phyllis, for waiting and being patient. And, okay, so we'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you. And that was Mona Garcia once again, and the song was called Eva's Love. And like I said before, she's just fantastic. I love her stuff. And check her out at monagarciamusic.com. And we are here once again with Brenna and Cindy, or Oli. And they are a myriad of different wonderful wonderful beings. So we've been talking with them. It's been a pleasure. Okay, so we are going to take a call. Phyllis, as I said, has been on hold for quite a while now. So let's see what Phyllis has to say. You guys are generous enough to give a reading. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi. Thank you so much. I've been enjoying listening, so I wasn't even sure if you were doing readings, but thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. How can Cindy and Brenna help you?
Well, do you want me to ask a question, or is there just something that's coming out that you want to tell me?
Brenna, you want to take it, or you want me to?
I don't care. I will say this. That basically, I find what I'm getting. All right, I'll just say it. First off, you're in a time where you can, because of the birch tree, you can take advantage of any new thing you want to start. So this is a time for you of new starts, new beginnings. This is a perfect time where the energies are that you can start whatever you want. One of the reasons I know this is because you also seem to be trying to work on your spirituality, because the honeysuckle's there, and honeysuckle usually shows up when people are trying to figure out their pathway, and it's never direct. It's always circular. Not circular as in a true circle, more as in a spiral. Think spiral staircase where you go from one level to the next. If you truly want this, you can have it. You're protected by the Rowan tree, which means that there is, for Celtic belief, it's an ancestral spirit that's protecting you. The other things I will say is right off, is that you are going to be, in about 6 months, there will be an event that's not necessarily unpleasant, but it's a time when you need to think about looking at the justice of situation and what is and is not right for yourself. It may actually involve some legal manipulations, but I will say this, that if you look your inner voice, because you also have Willow and Hazel. Willow is a tree of intuition. Hazel is wisdom. So connect with that inner voice and that inner wisdom, and it will help you. Help you through this basically choice about bringing balance back to your life. Okay, sis, you want to take it?
Okay. What I see for you is that you had a struggle of late with some people.
Yeah.
Part of that, I think, is you need to make your own choices, hon, and quit trying to do it by consensus. Now, I'm also shown that this is a time you're going to be busy, okay? And part of that, I think, is because of work, because I have here the Knight of Pentacles, which usually means either increase in the work you're doing now, or probably more appropriately, looking for another job, or expect an offer to come. Okay, now, one thing that I find disturbing in your cards is that you tend to sell yourself short, and you need to have a little more confidence in you, because I see a lot of hesitation here. Am I doing the right thing? I don't know. And, you know, sometimes life is just a crapshoot. And if you think you can do the job, then take it. And quit selling yourself short or taking others that you've conquered, you've mastered it, or it's really beneath you, okay? And that's what I'm shown.
Okay.
I also am shown here the possibility of you either taking advanced training or even collegiate training, okay? And I would recommend you do. Now, the only warnings I have here is what I'm shown is that you've got a stomach issue or down there in the intestines, and please know I'm not a doctor. But
okay.
Part of that, I think, is stress, okay? So I see a lot of worry over it. And while I would absolutely recommend you consult a doctor, I think what you're going to find is you're stressing. Now, part of that stress is because I'm shown you are also a very good receiver, okay? So you either have a gift of telepathy or, you know, you're a really wide-open empath and you pick up from a lot of people. Watch your dreams, and these would be night dreams, and they're usually, you'll probably find that it's about others, and usually with you, the ones that you'll remember will be, you know, just ugly. Quit worrying about it. Sometimes that's just picking up other people's thoughts, other people's emotions, and not necessarily seeing an event in the future, okay? And then your emotions buy into it, hence you get a nervous stomach. Or like me, if I get nervous, I'm in the toilet all the time. So quit caring so much about what others think. Start caring more about what you think, okay? And I think you're going to be fine. The Wheel of Fortune is going to turn in your favor, all right? But I can't say strongly enough that this higher education is definitely for you. This or a new position, which will entail things you have not done, is also definitely for you. Now, part of
can
that
I
can also entail...
Sorry? Yes. No, go ahead. I was just going to say, do you want me to validate a few things? But go ahead.
That's okay. This is entirely up to you. We do. I know they're called cold readings, and cold readers get a bad rep, but that's why we don't ask anything.
No.
Because my proof is I've got 78 cards in front of me. How in the hell do I know you that I can tell you about you? Okay? But understand something. You need a change. And part of that is, you know, I want you to listen to positive songs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And use those because music apparently is... sound is very important to you. So use that to your advantage, okay? And then just get out there and do it. And don't second guess yourself so much. What ifs are great only if, you know, you're doing the weather and you're deciding what to dress. Otherwise, you don't know. So do that. Now, you would probably be asking about relationships because you've got a lot of those cards. Be prepared that some are going to leave your life, and that's probably good because, you know, to quote one of my favorite poems, there are vexations to the spirit. But I am shown a deepening relationship with the King of Wands, usually blonde hair, blue-eyed, someone of industry. They can be from high tech. They can be from communications. If they're business owners, then it would be small business. They are excellent talkers, okay? But I'm also having the Page of Cups show up, which says be open to new friendships coming your way. Now, that's a little bit later, but definitely, okay, be open to it. And just be open to the new, hon. You're selling yourself too short, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Embrace the power of the birch tree, all new beginnings.
Birch tree.
You know.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Welcome, yeah, hon. Phyllis. I hope that helped you a little bit.
It did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want me to tell you, when you first started talking, I just wanted to let you know that I am on a 40-day yoga. I mean, I've been doing yoga, but we're doing a 40-day spiritual revolution.
Spiritual journey?
Yep.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Honeysuckle shows up every time.
That's a long journey. 40 days.
Well, I'm already 2 weeks through. So, but we do it every day anyway, so it's no big deal to me. Yeah.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Phyllis. Thank you for calling and holding on. Do you want me to put you back on hold? I mean, I'll put you on hold.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So I can listen. Yeah. Have a
thank
good
you.
Evening.
You too. Okay, and next we have Deanna. I think that's how you say it. Hello, Deanna.
Oh my goodness, nobody's screaming. Let me get closer to my phone and remove you from these. Hold on.
Wait, she's in the city.
Okay, here I am.
Hey, Deanna.
Okay. Oh, hi, Corinne. I listen to Cindy and to Brenna most every week. So as soon as I saw the program was on, I decided let me call in and listen in and use a headset so I can hear better and just do my housework. So my best wishes for your own personal situation and for healing.
Thank you so much.
You know, Cindy and Brenna, whatever you just both told this young lady before me just sounded so much like my own situation, especially the part about being an empath.
Bar an empath.
That's because,
yep.
Thank you for saying that, sis, because I was just saying, because you are one.
I just never labeled myself that, although I thought sometimes. But, I listened to a program on Monday about empaths, and everything seems to click exactly right. And I said, okay, yeah, I guess that's what I've always been. And it's kind of rough to live a life being an empath if you don't clean yourself off.
Right, because it's hard to know what feelings are really yours and what you're picking up from somebody else.
I'm picking up.
I'm glad I'm not one. No.
Yeah.
Brenna is not an empath. Brenna is a clairsentient. But
because you're air, mostly.
Mm.
And
no,
I'm water.
I'm mostly earth, but yeah. I just know. And Oli, it's kind of a combination. She picks up a lot of, sis, you want to speak for yourself?
I'm the nice one.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I think both of you are nice. This afternoon I was over at the Enchanted Forest, surrounded by trees, and I thought of the two of you. With all the trees and the birches and the this and the that, I just thought of you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you were here, because I know the last time we read for you, it wasn't the best of news.
It isn't right now. What I'm living through right now is really the worst of the worst, but I still have to live from moment to moment, and listening to, you know, programs that inspire me or just wake something up inside me is always a better way through.
Well, I'm glad, honey. I will tell you from the cards that I've thrown, you are now entering a time of new beginnings, newness. So I think that a lot of what you have had to endure, and let's just call it enduring, I think mm-hmm. you're going to be better, okay? And I do see it easing for you, okay? The King of Pentacles is here. Look for a job offer. Look for him to step back in. You know, this is someone that you should already know, and he has been a friend in the past. So definitely, you know, it's going to ease. So I'm so glad to be able to say that, because I really didn't want to hear news again.
Yeah, I pulled a few ohm as well, and I got birch, which, again, new beginnings. This is good news. But I also got vine, which is a release from restraints, and that's in a few months. So the things that have been holding you back will be falling away. So I think this is good news because, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I, you know, always enjoy listening to you, and I really love the ohms. It's an entirely new idea, and it's less visual than the tarot cards, but very important, very important. I really loved today going by the trees, and they had these things that I forget what the name is, but where Tarzan pulled himself from tree to tree, and they were growing really low from a tall tree. And here I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if the right word is symbology or symbolology of trees, but that's what brought you to my mind today.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to both of you this next month.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we're both Tauruses, yes.
And Deanna, I just want to add also that all of the things that you're going through are not for nothing. It means something. It has meaning, and it's not for nothing. So it will be okay, you know?
Yeah, but I love my home, Corinne. I do want to someday, as soon as I am able to, get a purple plate or the mat or something like that, eventually, whenever I'm able to. But it's been in my mind for a number of months.
Right. Well, Deanna, I will send you one for free. Just, you know what, can you just, if you're in the chat room, just PM me your address, you know, and I'll send you one.
Thank you. I think it's going to help with the empathic, blocking somehow. Are you the first or the second supernatural radio in the chat room?
The first one.
I will do that.
Yes,
thank you so much,
that.
Corinne. That's very generous of you.
Oh, it's nothing. And, it's nothing.
And
it will help you,
dad,
though.
My dad stayed around until he was 95 and a half, and I still miss
God
him.
Bless
and
him.
He was old, but, you know, still very active, so I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deanna. That means a lot to me.
Thank you, Corinne.
Okay, take it easy. Have a good night, Deanna. Okay.
Thank you. I'll stay listening.
Okay. I'm going to just put you on hold and you can still listen. Thank you, Deanna. Okay. And next we have Patricia at 505. Hello, Patricia.
Hi. Let me turn the computer a little low here. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Didn't know
if I was going to get on or not. I don't know if I can just ask. I would love to have a reading.
Okay. We'll see what the gals come up with.
Thank you.
You want to start, Sis? You want me to?
Yeah, why don't you? I'm still shuffling. And she's 505. Howdy, new fellow in the Mexican.
Okay. First off, be aware that right now, every step you take, because all of the OM I threw are basically touching, except for one. So that what this means is that each step is interconnected to another one, and that it goes through all parts of your life. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is do not be afraid to embrace an educational opportunity that will probably be coming up. What I'm seeing is the oak tree first, and the oak is the gateway to knowledge. It is not knowledge itself, but it is the gateway to it, which usually means that there is going to be an educational opportunity coming, and you should take it. I don't know that you realize this or not, but that there is also the rowan tree. So this opportunity will increase your spirituality. It will increase your connection with your psychic abilities, and you do have them, by the way. And it will also develop a slight interest intensify a slight interest in the origins of your family. There seems to be an issue connected with that, almost like there's a genetic issue. Not a disease per se, more like an ability, like something that runs in the family. And then there is another, so you've got two ohm of protection. One of them is the rowan, which is divinely protected that I just mentioned. And the other one is the aspen tree. So aspen trees were used to make shields, and because the wood is very flexible, so you can hit it and it doesn't break, it bounces back. Or if you hit oak, if you hit it strong enough or hard enough, it breaks. So with the aspen tree there, this means that your life is physically shielded. So I'm not saying go climb mountains and become a daredevil, but I'm saying don't be afraid to speak up just because you think they might become violent, because they won't, because you're protected. Three or four months from now, your dreams will become extremely active. Pay a lot of attention to those. And what happens is that they will give you clues as to the next step in your journey. These are actually hints from your ancestors about things that you need to know in your life. When you do this, it will affect your lives in all parts of it. The honeysuckle, which I've also gotten here, is concerning growth. And I feel not just spiritually, as it does with most people, and as it will do for you, but also from a financial point of view, what you learn is going to help with all parts of your life, to the point to where in a year, I've got the yew tree. There's a kind of a, this all this happens, all this stuff that I mentioned will be happening within probably from now till about 6 or 7 months from now. Then there's like a two-month break, but then a year from now, the yew tree tells me that yew is about life, death, and rebirth. It is basically some of the oldest plants, longest-lived plants on the planet are yew trees. This yew tree is life, death, and rebirth. And what it's telling me is that what you're going through now and the opportunities that will be presented to you now will change your life to the point to where you will realize what your life used to be like, but it will be so much different after this year that it will almost feel like it happened to somebody else. Not a bad thing. This is a good thing, provided you control the change. So I'm not saying that your life will go to crap if you don't control it. I'm just saying direct it the way you want it to go. Take the energies of these trees and empower yourself to go forward and change your life the way you would have it.
Yeah.
Are you ready, sis?
Thank you.
I'm ready.
No problem.
Okay, for you,
all
Brenna,
right.
What I'm shown is, and I wasn't really listening to Brenna, you need to take it easy right now. I'm shown that you've come through either a physical malady, or it could also be emotional, but it's something that hits you pretty hard. Now, watch, because I'm also shown that an old friend contacts you out of the blue, okay? Where the other one lady I said, you know, embrace new, for you right now, do not overload yourself, because I'm shown that you're running just as fast as you can, but either you can't say no, or you don't time manage yourself well enough, and you completely, you know, inundate yourself. So back off a little bit. A good way to do that is if you think it's going to take you 5 minutes, make it an hour. Because a lot of times, you know, you may think, yeah, I can do this right now, and you can't do it right now. And then it slides, and then people get aggravated, or you're missing dates and such because, you know, you had other stuff that came as a priority. So back it off a little bit. Now, you've also, interestingly, got the Ace of Pentacles in your present, which means look for a raise, look for money, look for, you know, it's coming your way, all right? Now, your reaction card is what I find interesting, because you walk away, and I don't know if that's walking away from the money offer or walking away from the individual who is offering. And I can't speak to that, okay? Your choice, always, all right? Well, as I said, with relationships, look for the return of an old friend, and it'll be a good time. So be prepared for that. In the realm of family or friends in particular, don't let them, you know, people need to take care of their own stuff. And as good as you are, and I think you are, and I think you're also excellent, by the way, with giving advice based on your experience and your wisdom, it doesn't mean that you take it on for them and you do it. You know, you give them your opinion and then you send them on with the baggage that's still theirs to solve. So quit trying to rescue people, hon. They're the only ones who can fix their own lives, and really they're the only ones who can rescue themselves. Okay? I really advise that you do that a little bit more. About the only conflict I see here is with the King of Swords. Now, that can be an individual. Usually they're brown-haired, brown-eyed. They come from authority, be that government, law enforcement, courts. They're the ones who enjoy being in control. And what I'm shown there is a really hard time that they are just either too stern, they don't listen, or you're not able to get your point across. And I'm shown tears and separation as a result. Now, that's coming up. It's not here yet. But, you know, the great thing about what Brett and I are telling you and why we read is not to say, oh, that's it, this is what's happening, you're stuck with it, is that this gives you the opportunity to make changes in your own approach or in your plan, okay? I would advise that if this person, usually a man, doesn't have to be, if they're not going to change their opinion, then don't waste your energy with it and walk away before it becomes hurtful.
Okay.
And sometimes that's just what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Okay. Now, this individual with brown hair, brown eyes, now this has not occurred, and I could, I can change that, you're saying, if
I think what it is that they are just, they don't listen, okay? They get stuck in their own choice, and it's their way or no way. So what I would suggest is, knowing that, if you can approach them differently, great. If you can't, then save yourself the pain and aggravation and quit trying.
Okay.
And I think,
especially
with this individual, you will find that your silence will speak a heck of a lot more than your trying to convince them of your conclusion and your way.
Okay. Because I don't know of anybody like that yet that I know of. So that's coming up. And then you're saying an old friend, is this male or female coming in?
Well,
you said relationship.
I'm not shown that. It doesn't give me a person card that I can rely on there. But
okay.
An old friend can come. I don't get the feeling this is someone like from childhood. I think this is more someone you just have lost touch with, and you're probably thinking about them because they're thinking about you. And expect that they're just going to either show up out of the blue, or more appropriately, there's probably going to be a message sent, be that phone or email or what have you. And it will be a pleasant surprise. So
okay.
This is not one you have to worry about.
Wonderful. Just to confirm what you're saying, my dreams have already started. I'm getting a lot of messages. Spirit is playing spelling bees with me so that I could remember words. And my dreams are getting more complex, but I'm figuring them out in the morning of what the message is. So they're really working with me. They're playing with my senses, my clairvoyance, clairaudience, and all that. They're like playing games with me so that I can... At first I thought they were playing with me, but what they're doing is they're teaching me and helping me to...
they're teaching you and training you, so
yes.
Pay attention.
And I am writing them down. I'm sorry?
Good. You're going to use it in the world.
Yeah.
So just so you know, when Spirit does that, there's a reason behind it, always.
Yeah.
And in
yeah.
your case,
That's...
I would think this is going to become a skill and one that you're intended to use.
Right.
Okay. And
now,
I am starting to feel like so worn out sometimes when I wake up because it's like I'm working so hard in the dream state.
Well, one thing you might do, because I have noisy relatives, especially at night,
yeah.
And what I told them finally was, look, I have got to get some sleep. So we are not receiving tonight. And
yeah.
They've actually honored. So, you know, I hope that will work for you.
Yeah,
because you know,
I hear my mom eating potato chips sometimes, and I know what she's doing. She's trying to get me to hear. She does. She has a bag of potato chips. I don't know what it is about the potato chips. I guess because I love potato chips, and she's
yeah, they're good.
And then one time I remember, it got me to the point where I used all my energy to tell her, stop, please, I need some sleep.
Right.
So
don't be afraid
these
to do that.
With me.
You know, because
okay.
We do need rest. And usually what I'll do is I'll say, okay, tonight I can receive. If you want to disturb, go ahead. And on other nights I'll go, guys, I really need to rest. And give yourself that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't mind.
Yeah. Well, actually, the reading's pretty positive. A lot of good things coming on board for me. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I love the clarity there.
Thank you. Blessings to you, hon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Patricia, and thank you for listening and calling in.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening. All
you,
of you
too.
Thank you.
Okay. What a sweet girl. Okay, and next we have a special person requesting a reading, and this is Chris from, she does the show Curious Times, which is on every single night on Blog Talk at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and she's a wonderful host, has great guests. And quite frankly, I'm an addict of Curious Times almost every single night.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Corrine. Thank you, guys. I guess the show's just about over, so I don't know if you've got time to do a quick reading or...
I can throw a couple cards.
Well, I appreciate that.
Sure. I can pull an ohm or two.
Okay.
You need to what I've got was actually the ohm for Grove. So concentrate on your home and your family for a while. You've been looking outside of that, especially your physical residence, your house, your apartment, your home needs some special attention, and you need some downtime from dealing too much with the outside world. So retreat for a couple of days. The other thing I would advise you to do is to make sure that, because I have a holly tree, and the holly tree is about justice, not just legal justice, but justice across the board, as in like universal justice. So be prepared. This tree is in the present. So what it's telling me is that things are going to get really, really, the scales are going to even out and balances, and people who've gotten away with stuff are no longer going to be getting away with it.
Sis,
take it away.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm shown that there has been some deception against you, whether that was intentional or not, okay? You're feeling or you will be feeling the effect. Now, this usually has to deal with money or it deals with honor. So, and what I'm shown is Queen of Cups. So usually a woman and usually one who considers himself yeah, very psychic, very in the know, and they might be, but she was really, really wrong. So hang on to money, and you'll keep everything tight, okay, to you. Now what I'm showing is your reactionary card is you're really disappointed. However, you bounce back quick. You talk to yourself and say, oh, well, we cut the ties and move on. As a result of all this, and because they were wrong, you're going to gain in the favor of others in their eyes because apparently she can't keep her mouth shut. So you're gonna gain in that. Okay. So I don't think you have to answer back. If you have placed any money in this, I don't expect to see it again.
Right.
So what I'm shown, which is interesting, is the Tower, which means a whole, you know, complete disruption. But the Sun's right next to it, which means just let it go.
Yeah.
And everything gets better.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So is that, does that kind of tell you a little bit, Chris, about what's going
well,
on?
Well, you know who that is, right?
Yes,
and the
I
justice,
do.
You know, the
yes,
justice
I do.
Card is me. Like, I mean, my whole life has been about justice. It's been about me fighting for other people's, for justice for other people, and having been on the bad end of a lot of injustice myself, and so that totally resonates. And I don't know how much more retreated I can be. I've stayed pretty much in my house for 5 years, so
Chris, maybe you need to go to the basement.
I've used about four tanks of gas in 5 years, if that tells you anything. And most of that is using, letting the car warm up, you know, in the wintertime. But anyway.
But you sought justice for others. It's time to
yes.
seek justice for yourself.
Right.
For yourself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Look to yourself.
And in doing that, I should just keep my mouth shut and let the rest of the world realize it is, I think, what I got out of it.
Is that true?
Is that...
Not...
Like, don't answer back, don't answer back, let everybody else realize. Why is the laugh? It always makes me nervous when a psychic laughs, you know what I mean?
No, and your worry is when we say, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry, what was the, was there a question? I heard all the talking, but I didn't catch the
question.
Well,
it was like, you know, fight, okay, justice for myself, indeed. I hope that, you know, that things can be righted in that way. There's justice coming to me on many levels from even years back, you know what I mean? There's some current stuff too, and I think what I heard you say was, I don't have to answer back to it, that, you know, like maybe that was specific to this female psychic who has been bashing me all over the place, and you're dead on about that. And I have kind of kept my mouth shut about it for the most part.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and that was bang on. But as to the personal justice on other levels, personally, you know, I do. I need to rebuild my life right now, work-wise. And some of the injustices, you know, are things that are making the job search difficult. And, you know, so I'm counting on the universe to make it be okay for me. You know, I think there must be a reason for this 5 years of hermit hermitism. And I really am putting always have put a lot of faith in the universe to have my back.
The card I get for you is one that's more proverbial, okay? And it's what you reap, you will sow.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you this, okay? I'm shown you're much like me, and you're always up for a good fight. All right?
I am too.
With that in mind, if you're looking for work, can I advise that you're not looking in the right places?
Okay.
Why? This is an opportunity to where you could use a very powerful tool that you have, which is your intellect and your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm shown as far as work for you is you have judgment, which is a renewal. And that's also a signpost that sort of says, go this way. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And it's covered with the sun, which is the best card of this deck, which means fruition. Why don't you look at being something like an advocate or
right.
working with those who are advocates for others? You know, because I'm showing you're a very passionate person.
Well,
and
that's what my careers have been for all these years. You know what I mean? I spent almost all of my professional adult life being an advocate.
Okay.
So that is my
year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just got to find the right place. You know, that's all. And I totally appreciate that. That helps me to It helps me to refocus and to, you know, have some renewed hope.
It's your knowledge and intellect that's going to sell you, babe. And you've got the experience to back it up. And that's what I've shown that you should be putting out there to the world. Here I am.
Right.
You want to make use of me.
Right.
And I think you find that it comes.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for staying late for me.
Oh, our pleasure. I don't mind at all.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah. Well, that's good because we have another person that wants to...
You open a crack, you give an inch, and they take a mile, eh?
No, just one more. No, my co-host Karen would just like a reading. Karen, are you there? Oh, great. She's not answering me now. Karen. Oh, boy. Karen. Oh, she's not
Karen,
answering
I mute your mic.
No.
She probably went away thinking that she's not.
Well, she's still typing
like, I mean,
in the chat room.
Is she?
He's in the room.
Karen, talk.
No.
Pay attention.
Yeah, really. Pay attention, indeed.
There she is. There she is. I hear the echo. Yeah.
Karen?
Oh, can you hear me? Yay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So,
I want a reading for you, Corrine. You're the one who needs a quick reading.
No. This is about you. I know what my future is.
I second that. I can mute you, Corrine. I can mute you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can mute me, and I'll go away. However, Karen, get the reading. Get the reading, Karen.
No.
I don't need any more bad news. I just want, you know.
Chris, help me.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do because I'm also on board with Corrine, of course, getting a reading. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip a coin because we don't have time to piss around here, people. And so we're going to go heads, it's Corrine, and tails, it's Karen. And it's heads, I swear to God.
Oh,
it
my
is heads.
God. Heads.
So there we go. That's how I solved that. Peace out, people. I got to go get
thank
my show
Chris.
Going.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Chris.
Bye-bye. Corrine, I don't show anything bad here, so
really?
I want to reassure you that this is not the time. You still have time, hon.
Okay.
So relax a little bit.
Okay.
And for heaven's sakes, what I'm shown is don't let the family annoy, okay?
Yes, because they are.
Yeah. And, but they look to you to be the mouthpiece spokesman as long as you say what they want you to say.
Right, exactly.
I don't show that's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I do have some cards here about career.
Uh-oh.
And what I'm shown is boredom. It's become too mundane. And the suggestion here, and it's an interesting card because it suggests a move, and not just a move as far as job, but a move. And it's connected with water in some way. So expect some sort of trip that will entail crossing water. And I don't mean a puddle. It has to be real water. And
right.
It's for a purpose or meeting. Do not go to this, okay? And do not allow someone else to go and speak for you. It's important you do.
Okay.
You'll like the result.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just, you know, don't answer the phone with family.
No,
don't
I have
let them
to,
irritate
though.
You.
I know, but
well,
it's like...
But they can leave a message, okay?
Yeah, they can leave a message. Yeah.
And I would do that for right now because, wow, they tend to, you know, get all in a tizzy over nothing.
Uh-huh. Right.
And you go into defense mode, which I can fully understand. But all I'm saying is these cards are usually, I did it a different way, and it's for the present. So what it's saying is it's not right now, honey. So you don't have to steel yourself up for a fight.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been fighting for 8 years. Cindy and Brenna, I've been fighting for 8 years with this, you know, and trying to keep my dad out of a nursing home and... it's a long, long, sad freaking story, but no more sad than for my poor father, you know, so anyways.
I agree.
So, yeah.
But take care of you, too, because you haven't been.
No, I haven't.
And that's what's all about. You must take care of you, and that's what he would want, too.
I know. Yeah. Ah, Lord, life, you know?
Yeah. I've got some stuff. Change is coming, okay? The elder tree says that. But you can direct the change. There's no bad news. There's no blackthorn. It will come at a slow pace, okay? I know that
mm-hmm.
because of gorse, which is a protective hedge. You're acting, in some cases, overreacting out of a need for defending yourself and your father. You don't need to defend so hard. Just stand your ground, and that's it. Be the hedge. These hedges stopped tanks in World War II. They couldn't drive across them. Okay,
wow.
They're not like little decorative hedges. The hedgerows in Europe are, 12 feet tall and about 6 or 8 feet thick, and they're just a big mass of tangled thorns. So, but the cool thing is, the flowers make the best honey. Even better than clover honey. So what this is saying is that you're protecting to keep the good things, and you're willing to work hard for it. But you don't have to be so involved in it. Don't let them get to you, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Let that go like a reed that bends in the wind, because reed is also here. Where an oak tree is blown over in a hurricane, reeds pop back up. Pop back up. What they're saying is temporary, and as long as you stick to your guns, there's nothing they can do about it. Not really.
Right.
And in time, you'll be released from restraint. And that feels more like a job change again. But it happens in time, which makes sense when you consider Oli's reading about the travel and what happens there. So, take care of you. Right, sis?
Yeah, and watch for this trip or whatever it is. It should be to the south from where you are.
Oh,
so that'll
okay.
be a thing for you, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you guys. I mean, it will be like
in there, honey.
Yeah, I'll try it. I have to. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, but you remind me of stopwatch. You know, that goes and you're waiting and waiting and what you're hanging. Okay, and that's not going to help you. So focus more on your plans, your goals, and what you're going to do in the future. And you put everything on the back burner, so now's a good time to evaluate what would you like, what do you want.
Yeah.
You haven't done that in
everything.
A long time. You need to.
No, I haven't. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because I don't see, whatever, it's a long story, but I just never saw, I don't care about the future, I just care about today, you know what I mean? And, so I never planned for the future. I never, whatever, you know? So, I don't know.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm not, like, miserable right now, believe it or not. I'm just like you said, kind of in suspension here, you know? So, haven't really planned any trips. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't really done anything of late. And, I just feel like, you know, I'm just like, in suspension, as you said. So, but I
break
will take
pattern,
your advice.
Honey.
Break the
break
pattern.
Break the pattern.
Yeah.
Good
mm-hmm.
for you.
Right, right, right. Well, I appreciate it, you guys, very much. And I loved having you on tonight. I love everything that you guys talk about, what your beliefs are. I'm right there with you on probably 98% of it. So, and thank you for staying a little bit overtime. I do appreciate that, too. Karen, did you have anything else to say?
I just wanted to thank them for all those great readings. They were so interesting to listen to.
Yeah, they were. Oh, they always are.
I mean, sometimes it's not interesting listening to other people, reading other people, but this really, I learned a lot. This was really interesting.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
And if Karen will be doing readings on our show on May 4th. Our first hour is, you know, the business end and the news. But on May 4th, the second hour for our topic is just readings. Come join us.
Yeah, I'm going to give her, you guys, I'm going to give her the link. I'm going to send her the link to your show so she can listen in with me, you know.
And let us know it's you, so we'll read for both of you. Or we'll both read for you. I'll say it right.
Right. Okay. All right, you guys have a fantastic night. Yeah.
Looking forward to having you on our show, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited about that, too. I am.
And thanks for explaining all the differences, because I needed to learn that, you know?
I did, too, actually. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to ask people, you know, like, well, what is it? Thanks for letting me.
On our show, you can ask any question, but you may not always like the answer.
That's all right.
That's okay. And thanks to Deanna for listening. And I really appreciate that. And thanks to you guys again. And you guys have a great night, whatever you do. And thank you again so much.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to seeing you in the future, too. Blessings.
Okay. Love to you.
Blessings.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That